Next on KCPQ, stay tuned for the Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Vick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on News Talk AM 1170 KCBQ. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get accurate information and a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Live in studio, here are Dan Osgood and Steve Vick. The Portfolio Doctors.
Welcome. Good afternoon. It is the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood. In between us, we are the Portfolio Doctors. We have roughly 50 years, just under 50 years of experience between us in financial markets, advising people, and just helping guide people to make the best financial decisions. And that is how this radio show has come to be. Between us, we decided that we would like to try to put info out that would help educate people and get them able to make the right decisions for their financial life, for their specific goals, not what the mainstream media or anyone else is telling them they should be doing, because those people typically won't take the time to actually learn what is the most important thing to you and enable you to make the best decisions or advise you on making the best decisions. First, we have to discuss the markets. 2003 was a close. 2003 and 90s, 37, which is an all-time high. For a close, it probably intraday inched a little higher at the same time. Oh, yeah. So it was definitely in the last half hour of the day. The S&P went on a not a huge rally, but it rallied just enough to get it to the all-time high.
Yep.
Probably very light volume.
Yep. Well, it was because it's a long weekend, so most people are just heading out. In fact, I think we might be the only two guys,
In San Diego working? I think there's other people around.
Yeah.
I think there maybe was some small technical difficulty, but I think you're up and running now.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, I'm not sure you were coming through. So if Steve hasn't been on the line here with me, he is now. Steve Bick.
All right, I'm back.
The second half of the Portfolio Doctors. And I think we were having a one-sided conversation, just like someone listening to a telephone call, which is fine.
That's good.
That's fine. Probably made for interesting listening. All-time highs in the market.
Yep.
And last week we touched a little bit on kind of the psychology behind events such as that. And really, once again, these all-time highs are just nothing but talking points. It gives the media something to get excited about and have bells and whistles and flashing lights and say, rah, 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 look at this. It's all-time highs. This market's just going higher, higher, higher. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, that tends to draw a lot of people in. That the reality is you've already missed the big rally because it came from very low numbers 5 years ago.
Yeah. I think you have missed obviously a big chunk of it. If you could have timed it right at the bottom and all the way back up to now, you would have. But you know, there's also nothing to say that it can't go from here. It can't go another 10% higher.
Right.
So it's a question of sticking with your game plan, not getting overly exposed at these levels, but not necessarily just sitting on the sidelines and watching everything go past you.
Right.
You want to have a game plan in place, which is what we've been trying to preach for the entire time we've been on the air. And if you can get a solid game plan rather than trying to be scared into or become greedy and just trying to push the chips forward to the wrong things at the wrong time, you'll be in far better stead.
Right. And there are some indicators people follow very, very closely. The biggest one we talk about all the time is the mom and pop.
Yeah.
When you see the everyday investor starting to just pull out all the stops and just move their money in,
right,
that's usually the indicator that, okay, the rally has ended or is pretty close to ending.
Yeah.
Because those are usually the last people to the party. And unfortunately, they're the last persons to leave the party after the party has broken up.
Well, it does seem right now where the markets just seem to be heading higher. There seems to be little in the way of stopping it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How much higher can it go? You never know.
Right. And we talk all the time, what happens when the quantitative easing, when this printing money goes away, which clearly it looks like come October, that all that money is gone.
Yep.
And
yeah, although there's not a lot happening now. I mean, they'll slow it down to just 15, well, still 15 billion, but compared to 85 billion,
yeah.
You know, it's still nothing close to 85, but, you know, the market seems to be factoring that in. The companies that have reported all of the quarterly earnings now mostly have reported pretty good numbers. In fact, it's a record in terms of earnings per share on the stock market. So someone's making money. I think the problem is that the playing field's been squarely tilted, as I've mentioned in a number of other radio shows, in the favor of large businesses, which is why you see people like Apple and Microsoft and, you know, all of these massive names making tons of money. And yet when you go out and around town, you see people struggling left and right. And most of those people are small business owners. You know, they really are still fighting to get any kind of traction again. And unfortunately, that's typically where a lot of the jobs come from, is from the small business owner who, particularly in Southern California, I think it's like 80 or 90% of Southern Californians are employed by small businesses. So if they're still struggling, then you're going to have high unemployment numbers, which is what we're seeing.
Right. And we haven't even touched on the idea of people trying to force a higher minimum wage, which really is a negative impact on
small
businesses.
Well, San Diego's right in the hot seat of that.
Right.
I mean, what did they try and raise it to? $10? They went around the mayor, and they basically just said, we're raising it to $10. And
right,
now they're lobbying, the small business owners are lobbying to stop that. And we'll see how that plays out. But this is the first time that it's actually been able to be stopped, whereas you've seen in Seattle and places like that, they've raised it to $12, $14, $15 an hour. And they can't stop that raise because they didn't have a big enough lobby. This is the right first time there's been a lobby. Now, that's not to say I'm advocating keeping a minimum wage low, because I'm not. I'm just telling you what's going on out there. And it's going to be interesting to see. You know, a lot of businesses are claiming, the smaller businesses, that $10 an hour just kills them and their profitability.
Right.
You know, what it will mean is it'll mean that the prices will have to go up.
Right. That could be the inflationary, the final inflationary factor that really starts
pushing,
tilting it and forcing inflation up, because everybody knows businesses are in the business to make money.
Right.
And someone's going to pay for that additional wage, and it's clearly going to get passed on to the consumer.
At some point, if you can.
In some manner. If you can't, then all of a sudden
you're out of business.
Right. You're either out of business or you have a much smaller
workforce
because you can't afford to pay as many people.
Right. Exactly.
And so that definitely is not helping.
No, lower the
unemployment. The growth of the
small
business, which is the cornerstone, as we talk about, of the economy. Well, as we talk, and we're going to get to a great question or a great email from a listener here in the next segment or a little bit later in the show. Anything we talk about, or if there's something that you see on the news, on the CNBCs, in the business page that is alarming or concerning to you, we definitely want to hear from you. We will discuss that or just respond directly back to you. You can reach us straight on our website, theportfoliodoctors.com, or you can email either Steve or I, steve@theportfoliodoctors.com or dan@theportfoliodoctors.com. Stick around. When we come back, we'll continue talking about the psychology behind investment decision making.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ, San Diego.
Welcome back. Thanks for taking the time out of this enjoyable long weekend. Was it Labor Day, right?
Labor Day it is.
Yes. I always get confused between Labor Day and Memorial Day. People ask me, like, it's...
I always get taken by surprise when it's a holiday. I'm like, work, work, work. Hey, I get Monday off.
That's right. Yeah. It's a nice feeling, and we hope everyone's going to have some nice plans, barbecue, whatever it is. We do live in San Diego. I know there's a lot of traffic coming into town.
Yeah.
It's tough for us San Diegans to say, well, gee, I'd like to go here or there. We live in maybe the best place.
I would have to say probably
For overall weather there is. Mm. And the surf's even cooperating.
Yeah. What it was today.
Yeah. Well, that's the kickoff of the weekend. So we've been talking a little bit about the psychology of the investing. It seems like week after week now, we keep saying all-time highs.
Yeah.
And my name's not Jim Cramer, so I'm not wearing a clown nose or clown shoes or beating on drums or having bells and whistles and buzzers going off to tout whatever it is I'm trying to convince people to do. So we are actually trying to help you understand that you need to make decisions based on sound reasoning.
Well, I guess the first thing to just take a step back quickly, we're at all-time highs. I wonder how many people's portfolios are at all-time highs.
Right.
I mean, seriously, most people aren't, and probably not even close. From right. Where they were in 2008.
Probably 2007.
Yeah, 2007 right. To today. Is that stock portfolio of yours way higher than it was?
Right.
It should be 5 to 10% higher. So if you take that statement from then and now and you strip out everything that you've contributed, assuming you have, during that time, you know, how have you really
right.
done? And so you got to understand that these indicators That's what they are. It's an indicator. Yay, the market is higher, but a lot of stocks aren't even close to their all-time
highs. We touched on that last week. It's a really high percent.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was...
No, it's it was only like 5 or 10% of at their all-time
high. We're hitting all-time highs in the S&P index.
Correct.
So that should be a little bit of a red flag.
Right.
Because it is an index and that's not the most accurate tracking device, you have to take that for what it's worth.
Right.
But that is definitely at least a small red flag waving, saying, well, gee, yes, the market's here, but many of the stocks are not.
Yep, no, exactly right, which means that your portfolio is probably not where it was unless you got lucky or you happen to be in the right names or the right sectors.
Right.
You know, maybe you're in the complete wrong sectors, and sometimes that's good. If you happen to be working, for example, in the technology field and most of your investments are allocated into, you know, wheat and corn and agriculture or something that's completely unrelated to technology and it hasn't fared very well, then maybe that's actually beneficial.
Right. It is okay to not do as well as the market if you're allocated appropriately for your circumstances.
I mean, in all honesty, when the market goes on a tear like this, if you have maintained your discipline, you shouldn't be keeping up with the market.
Right.
A portion of your portfolio hopefully is, but the majority of it as a blended portfolio, you won't even be close to what the market's done. But then hopefully because of that and because you've done a good job of allocating and because you've done a good job of diversifying away, and we can, one of these things, we've got to talk about diversification because that's a real sticky topic. But assuming you're well protected, I won't say diversified, I'll say well protected, when the market does turn around and go screaming back down, hopefully you're still printing a positive return. I mean, that's the idea behind investing. Never lose money. I mean, that's rule number one, right? Rule number two, refer back to rule number one.
But I forget what the guy's name is.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's done okay for himself.
Yeah. But, so what was this email we got?
We may want to wait. We are going to have an update here on rates.
Oh, okay.
And because this will definitely be something that will lead to a long conversation.
All right.
We can kick it off. We did get
We have seen with the market, that's one interesting thing. Normally when the market goes up like it does, you typically see interest rates start ratcheting higher.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't seen that. I mean,
it's been just the opposite.
Yep.
The last I saw, the 10-year, was it 2.32 or 4?
Right. And I mean, you've got a massive buildup of debt all around the globe, and somehow they're keeping a lid on that interest rate. I mean, people are constantly bid up the value of the debt.
And what's gold done?
No, gold's just been stuck.
But that rates and gold not moving and rates actually going lower,
right,
is kind of another indicator saying people aren't convinced that this market should continue higher if there's still plenty of money piling into bonds to keep the rates low.
I don't know why the money's going into bonds. Certainly they're thinking that it needs to remain safe. And I think a lot of people have got this mindset of we've been through 2000, we've been through 2008, we don't want to go through that again. Let's rather just protect our cash. And the issue with that is that with rates being down around 2%, I mean, a CD, if you get a five-year CD, you might get 2 or 3%. I mean, people are now scrambling around trying to find yields anywhere they can. And what's happening is a lot of these higher risk investments are now, the price is being bid up, driving the interest rates down, but the risk of the investment has remained the same.
Right.
So there's a real tug of war going on out there in the yield market.
And that creates its own problems because I think as something like a high yield, which is generally considered a fairly risky investment to give you an extra boost in yield, as that gets squeezed down to levels that people were used to, I think the psychology behind that is people look, it's only paying 5%. It must not be that risky.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what's happening.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's crazy because, why people just don't understand that the risks is still the same.
Right. And that's very important. We saw a little bit of movement with the high yield bonds about a week or two ago, where there was a sell-off happening there.
Yeah.
But Well, while we're talking about rates and yields, we've got a return visitor here, Ken Bates with Military Home Loans. He is a VA specialist on the line who's going to give us our mortgage minute today. Ken, are you with us? Ken?
I don't know. Is he there? I think he's...
Ken, are you there with us?
We're having some technical problems today. Yeah. Maybe he'll butt in a little bit.
Yeah.
No? Well, that's unfortunate. Hello?
Ken, are you there? Nope. We'll keep talking. If we can get Ken back on the line, we'll discuss the... what's going on in the mortgage world, because like I said, we did see the 10-year yield drop, and generally the mortgage rates are kind of benchmarked to that 10-year yield. So
right.
I'm curious. I have not paid close attention to mortgage rates here in the last week or two, so
no.
I'd be curious to see if there was any movement.
Well, yeah, and you know, I have to say, hopefully we can get Ken on the line, because with his VA expertise, I mean, really, he's a great asset in a military town like this.
Absolutely.
If you are in the military and you're looking at buying a house and you are considering a VA loan, you've got to go to someone like Ken.
He absolutely specializes in the VA market. So I've talked to him, and he's explained some of the situations where there's nothing he can do because someone didn't go to him first.
Well, because there are specific boxes you've got to check, and you need to know your way around the rules and regs. And right. I mean, they're not just, you know, one or two of them.
Right. This day and age, it's a stack.
Yeah. And so if you're going to go down that road, you know, you've got to speak to an expert. And I mean, we'd highly recommend him if anyone wants his information. I don't know if you have it there.
I do. His office number, Military Home Loans, it's Ken Bates, 619-422-5900. Once again, that's 619-422-5900, and it is Military Home Loans, and ask for Ken Bates. Looks like we're trying to get him back on here.
All right. Well, so when he gets on eventually, hopefully we'll have some good input from him, but up until then.
Ken, are you there today? Ken.
I don't think...
Can you hear me this time?
I can. There we are.
In the age of technology, we finally made it work.
We've had technical glitches all show so far.
Yes, it's like back flying in the airplane of, okay, transmitting the blind. I can hear you, but you can't hear me, so I'm going to land. So if anybody's in the way, I'm going to land. So, okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we were just talking about VA loans, Ken, and the mortgage market. I mean, I don't know if there's been any significant changes in mortgages since we last spoke about a week ago. Is there anything happening in there or not much?
Mortgages have continued to be nice and quiet. If anything, they're on a very slow descent downwards. We've hit the level that we're at now. We hit it at the end of May, and we hit it at the end of June. And each time we got down to this low, it bounced back up. So here we are at the end of August. I don't know what it has to do with the end of the month thing, because it wasn't there in July. But we're at what would be probably considered about 15-month lows. So if somebody's out there and thinking about doing something, they haven't locked a loan yet or anything else, sure, it can go lower, but sure, it can go higher. And it's one of those times of weigh your risk and reward, and you probably should grab it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, on the VA side, because I know that you specialize as well. You don't just do VA loans, but you definitely are an expert in that area. And we touched a little bit on it last time about how you must make sure that you use an expert like yourself in those loans. And with this being a military town, it just seems like, you know, if you're not using someone like you, you'd be foolish. But do you have to be in the military, or if you have someone that you know, maybe your spouse died, and are you then able to get a VA loan or not?
Somebody that's been in the military, active duty person, needs to have done 90 days of service during wartime. So most people, if you've been in active duty military, no big deal. If you're a reservist, you need 6 participating years. That just means you showed up to drill at least once during the year. The surviving spouse issue, you have to be a surviving spouse from somebody that passed away from service-related injuries. So that's the big key there is, did somebody pass away, you know, on active duty in Afghanistan? That's an obvious one. Somebody that was fighting with prostate cancer after Agent Orange, you know, that's something probably somebody's been dealing with the VA medical side for years, and they'll have a good feel for that. And if they pass away from that and it was driven from something that happened while they were in the military, that spouse would be given the benefits. But, you know, I have an odd sense of humor. So my analogy is, if that same person is walking across the street on his way to his final, you know, visit, and he gets hit by a bus, that's death by bus, not death by, you know, service-related injury.
Right.
That's where it's all about the service-related injury for those special cases.
I see. Wow. Because I remember way back when I first got to this country and you could just get a VA loan, it just seemed like they were dishing them out no matter whether you're in the military or not. So those rules have changed since then.
Things have changed a little bit. The VA, if anything, is probably one of the most static loan programs out there, which in today's market where somebody changes a rule and suddenly you can't get a loan anymore, it's actually a compliment to say something is nice and boring and static. And part of that is because they're not having the defaults that everybody else is having, and they're saying, you know what, our system's not broken. Why would we want to mess with it?
Yeah, maybe they should use transfer the rules across to the normal mortgage loan market.
Honestly, some of the stuff that came out in Dodd-Frank in terms of looking at residual income, the VA's been doing that all along. The appraisal rules that say the appraisers have to be done through a third party, you can't pick them and say, hey, I always use Bob, and if Bob doesn't come through, Bob, you're fired, you're never getting my business again. The VA's always done that. So there are some of the things that the VA did all along that everybody thought was annoying, and now everybody else has to do them because they looked at it and said, you know, maybe that's not that bad a model.
It's part of why it works.
And then the down payment through a VA loan's a lot lower, right?
The down payment's the sexy part. Zero down, San Diego County limit is $546,250. So that says you're eligible for that. That doesn't mean you can afford it. Some people can't afford that much house. Some people can afford a lot more house, and that's where VA jumbos come in. And, for example, we can do VA jumbos up to about $1.5 million. So you could go buy a $1.8 million house. The down payment math comes out to around $300,000 that you'd need, and you'd walk away with a $1.5 million loan. And that's not even 20% down, and that's a 30-year fixed loan, and the interest rates are going to be way, way, way better than anything else that somebody getting a $1.5 million loan would be looking at.
You better be a general or something to afford that mortgage.
You'd be surprised how many dual-income people who are both engineers and work in the medical field that used to be in the military or something else like that are in those houses. I mean, there's lots of those houses in San Diego, and somebody's buying them and making those payments. And some of them are military, and if they didn't use their VA, you know, they might have missed out. If they have a really crummy mortgage, they might even be able to refinance into a VA at a better rate.
Wow, now that would be a good thing to look at. I mean, so if you've been in the military and you haven't taken advantage of that, I think it's probably worth a call to you just to check up and see if there's an opportunity there for someone to save some money.
Absolutely. We'll crunch the numbers, see if it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, you know, we're not going to sell ice to Eskimos that somebody doesn't need something.
Right.
And we never charge anything for pre-approval. So what's it hurt to call?
Absolutely. Well, what's the number?
Yeah, I'll give your office number again. That is Ken Bates with Military Home Loans. His office number is 619-422-5900. 619-422-5900. Ken, thank you again. Great, great information. We really hope that anyone listening that is in a situation where they could possibly use a VA loan, that they contact you and jump on this opportunity to speak with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ken.
Thanks for having me on again, guys.
All right, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
All right. Well, stick around. When we get back, we will get to this email from our listener and kind of dissect it, and it brings up some great ideas around the psychology of investing and the fact that people are out there to prey on that psychological aspect. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors, KCPQ 1170.
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need LeadCommerce. LeadCommerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. LeadCommerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of LeadCommerce, log on to LeadCommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Download your free KCBQ smartphone app. Search KCBQ. Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
Welcome back. Wow. This is the Portfolio Doctors Radio Show. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick, and this is the technological issue.
Yes. This is the most entertaining one we've done so far. Got an email from a listener. We're going to get to this. We get some great questions, but this one really goes along with what we've kind of talked about a fair amount the last 2 weeks, with having to do with the psychology behind investing and the decisions that are made because of fears. And it, almost always it's fear driven.
Or greed.
Which fear and greed are pretty darn closely tied.
Fear of missing out is greed.
Right.
Right. Or no, greed is that. That's not greed. Greed is, hey, I want more.
Same thing. Close enough. The email was a link to a video report from what looked to be some highly reputable people, and it had to do with a panic that Russia and China are secretly
plotting
to basically remove the U.S. currency as the standard currency, the world currency.
I mean, that's nothing new. The Chinese have definitely want the renminbi to be the currency of the world, without a doubt. Every country in the world does. They're decades away from getting there, though.
Right.
I mean, the way you become the world currency is you have a massive bond market, which means there's trillions of dollars of currency out there issued so people can trade it. Mm. And right now, the renminbi, there basically are no bonds.
But they... just what, in the last year or so,
they just
issued
started
their very first
sovereign debt. $30 billion or something to remember or whatever. I mean, what's it like, $100 trillion floating around out there? I mean, you've got a long way to go to take over from the US dollar, because it's just so easily traded and easily accessible around the globe. Doesn't matter where you are, you can grab some dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, you got, try getting some renminbi in, you know, Ethiopia. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Even euros, which is a pretty substantial currency, you can't get those everywhere.
No. No, exactly. So anyway, keep going.
Well, and with this, it was, the email was worded, this very much concerned me. I want to find out more info.
How do I
want your opinion
myself
about it. Right. What can I do? And of course, every one of these types of things I've ever looked at in my career, I've been doing this since 1995. So I've looked at a number of these, and I'm yep. sure you've seen plenty yourself. You've been doing it even longer than me.
Oh, nice.
But the reality is you need to watch these understanding. At some point, there is a sales pitch. I went and researched who had issued this report mm-hmm. and looked at a whole slew of different similar items that they had put out. And every single one, there was some type, they don't want to call it a catch, but there was some type of piece where they were going to make a special offer for you taking the time to watch this report. They were going to make a special offer. One of the ones really stuck out for me. There was a guy who had written a book about the collapse of the financial markets. And so he's patting himself on the back saying, oh, see, I got it right. My guess is this same gentleman is always saying there's going to be a collapse. So eventually he's right, because the reality is even twice a day, a broken clock is correct. Mm. So as long as you keep your message the same, yeah. you're going to be right eventually.
Well, you know, and back to your thing of seeing where the message came from, that people should be doing that regardless of just the financial world.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like get a degree and you'll be successful. Well, who's publishing that? That schools are.
Colleges.
You know, take this pill, this drug, and you'll, you know, look like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the amazing diet pill.
Yeah,
take
this and your arthritis will instantly be fixed. Well, who's publishing those reports? The drug manufacturers. I mean, you know, right. it's all a sales pitch. You've right. really got to do your homework, and I don't really care whether it's in the medical world, in the you know, college world, in the financial world, but you've always got to look and see who made these reports, who's writing them,
right.
and who paid for those reports, because you can be guaranteed, just like Ken said earlier, in the good old days of, hey, we need an appraisal to validate the price mm-hmm. of this property, in the good old days, you could just the mortgage broker could lean on the appraiser and just say, hey, you want more of my work? You know,
right.
you better make this value equal X, and they would. Mm-hmm. And so now you're hopefully getting an independent appraisal, which is actually what you should have been getting all along. It's not helpful to the homeowner to go, yay, I'm in a house that's now way overvalued. As a home buyer, you would want that appraisal.
Right.
You know? Anyway.
Correct. Well, the thing that stuck out for me, and we've touched on this a time or two on the one I'm referring to.
Yeah.
This guy who had written the book, one, my view is he's trying to sell more of his books.
Yep.
Two, he was willing to offer this free collection of reports that he had put together as part of mm-hmm. the package. However, the catch was for only $4 a month, he would supply his newsletter and his emails that would give you the advice and when to make investment decisions.
Oh, awesome.
We've discussed this 85%+ of the time. The so-called experts are dead wrong.
Right.
So you're paying $4 a month to do what someone tells you that's probably going to be wrong 85% of the time.
Right.
So is that truly going to help you? And then the selling point was, this is well over $1,000 per month value, because it's a newsletter and conference calls and webinars and all these things. And just because we're nice people, we're going to sell it to you just for $4. Mm. And that's supposedly just to cover the cost of him putting out the newsletter and emailing it to everyone.
Well, firstly, that anything he says is probably not going to happen. And it's funny, because take my book as an example. Mm-hmm. I basically, everything I've written in my book is pretty much happening. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that, two and a half years ago. Yeah. I'm going to have to revise it for when we have our next president coming in. But it's... On the surface, it's boring, because number one, it was right, and number two, it's not standing on the top of a mountain saying Armageddon's going to hit, or this is going to happen, or that's going to happen. It's just a rational look at the markets. But then you don't sell many books.
Right.
People don't want that. They want the sizzle.
Right. Oh, and the cover of the book that they were touting that predicted the financial collapse was like a volcano and...
Yeah, you see, that's exactly right.
Flash and, oh, here it is, the end of the world as we know it.
Basically. Well, if someone actually wants my book, just call us up. I'll send it to them.
Should we give a few out today?
Yeah, what, we might as well.
You got a stack built up in your office?
I've got like four or five over there.
Okay. So you want to give away five today?
Yeah.
Okay. We will do that. If you would like a copy of Steve's book, and it's a great read. It covers exactly what's been going on.
We've had some listeners, actually, that we've met with after reading that's highlighted every little thing in there. They really get actually quite a lot out.
Especially the things that are happening exactly as you kind of talk about, just based on
amazing. I better not write another book. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll ruin my reputation.
You're one for one. you don't want to ruin it. But the first five listeners who either call 858-764-7250 or emails either of us, steve@theportfoliodoctors.com or dan@theportfoliodoctors.com. Reach out to us. We'll make sure the first five that we receive, we'll get books out to you right away. Make sure you speak slowly if you leave a message. We have had numerous ones where we had a hard time getting it, and we've had a couple books returned to us.
Yeah, I've tried sending out slightly different address changes, and I still get them back. So it's not like we're not trying to get those people their books.
But. Okay. Well, again, first five emails or calls, we will get a book out to you. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors. Stick around. When we come back, we'll continue talking about the fear that drives investment decisions.
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ, San Diego.
And online at kcbq.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
Welcome back. It is the Portfolio Doctors Radio Show. I am Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And today, again, recapping with the market hitting all-time highs once again, and that being kind of the flashing lights, and here we go, everybody, rah-rah, jump in. We really want to help you understand how important it is to have a specific plan for your specific needs and continue to execute that plan, even when you're hearing all the bells and whistles and things from outside and your neighbor saying, oh, wow, my investments have gone way up. The truth is, he's probably lying. And even if he's not, when the walls come crashing down, he's not going to be leaning over the fence saying, hey, I only lost 50% last week. How'd you do?
Right. Yep.
You're not going to get that.
Yep.
That email that we referred to, that there are so many people out there. The reality, we've talked about it numerous times now. If, in fact, this person who wrote the book really has an inside track and understands the market, do you honestly believe he would be virtually giving that information away? He's going to take that information and execute it entirely on his own and make piles and piles and piles of money.
Well, the other thing that's interesting about it, $4 a month, right? Mm-hmm. It's a number that's low enough that you're just not even going to take the time probably to switch it off.
Right.
Even though you're never going to use it, it's like every time you get your statement, it'll just, what's this? Oh, yeah, oh, I've got to switch that off. But, you know, if it was $200 a month, you would actually, if there's no value, you'd switch that thing off, you know, right away.
Right.
But it's that little charge that just suddenly it's just tick, 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 tick. There's no value. It's just doing nothing. And the next thing, he's got 2,000 people signed up.
Right.
You know, at $4 a month, he's making nice $8,000 a month doing nothing, providing no value.
Right.
And, you know, sitting on the beach. So, you've got to be so careful. But the thing is that this email in particular, or that report, I mean, it was just targeting people's fear. It's right. Like, you know, how can we make people just scared out of their wits so they will just throw money at something that's not even there? And the thing to remember is more than 90% of people's fears never come to fruition.
Right.
And this is one of those. Some of them are valid fears. You know, like my son has got a natural fear of spiders. I mean, it's hard to get rid of that. That's just, okay, you know, he probably shouldn't be scared of a small one, but he just is. And there's not a lot you can do about it.
That's well documented. That's a legitimate.
Yeah. So you can't really get rid of it. So you're going to have some fears that there's nothing's going to really happen, but you can't get rid of them. Mm-hmm. But there's other things that feed into, you know, man's just most basic fear. And that's like, everything's going to fall to pieces. You know, right. I'm going to be unprotected. And this is really goes to that. I mean, to some degree, religion goes after the fear trade.
Correct.
You know, I mean, you know, whether you're religious or not, it doesn't really matter. I can understand why people are and why they're not.
Right.
But, you know, and everyone's got their own ideal and their own faith. And I'm not going to get into that. But it's just, you know, ultimately, it's the fear of what happens when you die.
Right.
You know, and this is the fear of losing money.
Right. While you're here. And again, it goes kind of that fear of money, the greed aspect.
Yeah.
It preys on that. And somehow in a roundabout way, these reports are driving you to something that the person issuing that report is going to profit from.
Right.
And that's the whole purpose of all these reports. Like you talked about the currency issue that China and Russia are plotting. That was the main push of the email, was this video report about it. And the reality is, like
they
you said,
they are plotting.
Yeah, but it's been going on for years. And like you said, it's going to take decades before they can unravel the U.S. dollar out of the world markets and try to put themselves in place, just because there is a process that you have to follow in order to get to that level of being a world currency.
Yep. I mean, these things just don't happen overnight. So, I mean, a lot of these things you've just got to sweep under the rug, realize they're just trying to prey on you. And if you can't do that, then you call an expert rather than, you know, unfortunately, this listener came to us, you know, we managed to alleviate the fears, I think, and save them from that $4 a month at least.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's just all too common these days. You see it over and over and over again, and you need to be mindful. Like you said, in all aspects of life, every report you see, there is a reason for it.
And some of them are valid, you know. It's sort of, you know, the same thing. You know, maybe a lot of people who you know, read some of the reports, it does help them. And I'm sure there is some validity. There has to be some validity to everything that provide some kind of a benefit.
Well, and this goes to another aspect of the psychology behind things, is if you read one of these reports and you kind of think in similar manners as to what this report is saying, you're going to buy into it much harder, much deeper than someone who is skeptical on the complete opposite side. They're going to look at that and say, oh, that's just a bunch of hogwash.
Yeah.
There's just someone sensationalizing something and making it up, where if you tend to believe that, oh, China and Russia are plotting, that's going to make you read it and really sit up and be that much more fearful and be full on board that this is happening today and tomorrow the U.S. dollar is going to be worthless.
Mm.
And
Anyway. Yeah.
Well, once again, we do have five of Steve's books he's willing to offer up here today. So the first five listeners who reach out either via telephone, 858-764-7250. Once again, 858-764-7250. Or emails, dan@theportfoliodoctors.com or steve@theportfoliodoctors.com. Also remember, visit our website, theportfoliodoctors.com. We've got old shows archived there. We are also available on iTunes. Just search for The Portfolio Doctors, and you can see all of our shows with a small summary of what we talked about during that show. Thank you again for listening, everyone. Enjoy the long weekend. Get out there. Enjoy this beautiful San Diego weather. We will talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to The Portfolio Doctors on News Talk AM 1170 KCBQ in San Diego. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com. Or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, please call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Portfolio Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice.